and ends out of the way during the week. This weekend, I don't know. I may just go for a drive deep into the mountains of West Virginia. Yeah! I'll head out to the country where people say things like... Yeah, West Virginia, by that! I ran into an old boy out there, used to be a farmer, and he decided he wanted to raise pigs instead. So he sold all his crops and all his farm supplies, and he used the money to buy these four beautiful female pigs. Of course, he took them to the vet to make sure they was okay, and the vet checked them out and said, yeah, these are four female pigs in prime shape. They should have no problem getting pregnant. The boy says, well, how do I get them pregnant? And the vet says, well, there's a guy who has a pig farm down the road. I'm sure he'll help you out. Of course, he'll charge you $50 stud fee. The farmer gets to think, wait a minute, that's $200. I don't know if I can afford that. So the farmer gets to thinking, instead he drives to a real secluded area in the park. And he goes ahead and services them pigs himself. One right after the other. He lines them up. Knocks the bottom out of them. Calls the vet. He says, how am I going to know when these pigs are pregnant? The vet will say, well, they'll lie around all the time. They won't do much of anything. They'll just be lying there when they get pregnant. He said, okay, thank you, sir. That's all I need to know. The next morning, the farmer wakes up and says to his wife, honey, what are them pigs doing? She looks out the window and says, oh, they're running and playing. The farmer says, damn. So he gets dressed and shaves, loads the pigs in the truck, takes them to the same secluded area of the park, and once again, he starts wailing away at them pigs. Next morning, he's lying in bed. He said to his wife, hey, honey, take a look. See what them pigs are doing. She says, oh, they're frolicking, running out chasing one another. The farmer says, oh, God. So he gets up, gets dressed, shaves. Once again, he takes the pigs to that secluded area of the park. Once again, he takes off four of them. Next morning, sure enough, the pigs are still hopping around. But wouldn't you know, this goes on for 2 or 3 weeks. Farmer wakes up one morning and says, oh, the hell with it. They sleep late. He nudges his wife. He says, honey, take a look at them pigs. She looks out the window and says, I can't see them. His hopes get up. He smiles. He says, what? She says, I can't see them. He said, well, check, see where they are. So she goes out and checks and comes back and says, I can't figure it out. Farmer says, what's there? She said, well, three of them are in the back of the truck and one of them's in the front seat honking the horn.
Hey,